Psalm 34:9. O fear the Lord, you His saints, for there is no want to them that fear Him. Now, is that going to pay good dividends to fear Him? If you're having a problem with your needs being met, you can't get a good job, or you ain't got money in the bank, or you got something, you tell the Lord, Lord, I fear You, I stand in awe of You, I love You, and I worship You, and I praise You, and I'll walk holy before You. What did the king say? Fear the Lord, you His saints. Are you a saint?
Yes, sir.
Are you a son or daughter?
Yes, sir.
Hey, Lord, I fear You, and I love You, and I worship You, and there is no want to them that fear Him. How much want? Isn't that amazing?
Yeah,
there's no want. I might say here that, you know, in my life when I was working as an engineer, making extremely good money as the world is concerned, I was able to buy a little Mooney, and I flew it about 500 hours, and it was just a really nice little airplane. But that one little airplane was all I could afford. That's it. So finally, I sold it and thought, I'll never fly again because airplanes are too expensive. So one day, as God put me in the ministry, I said, Lord, I need another airplane. I need a twin-engine airplane this time. I ain't never had enough money to buy a twin-engine airplane. But I need a twin-engine airplane. So Dave and I spent hours on a computer looking and trying to figure out which one's the best, the most economical, the least maintenance, the fastest, and all these kind of things. And then I started looking, and I said, you know, I think I found the right one. And bam, God sent me the money to pay for it, just like that.
Amen.
Paid cash for that airplane.
Amen.
Wasn't long. We figured out we didn't have a big enough one. We needed a bigger one. So maybe we ought to sell the little one, the little twin, and get a bigger twin. So somebody called, and we was talking to them about we were going to buy a bigger airplane. They said, what would it cost? And, well, the one I'm looking at costs this much. And the next day, there was an express check in the mail to pay cash for that one. And then later I said, Lord, I've always wanted a fast Mooney. I mean, now that I'm in my waltz, I want a Mooney. He brought me one, a beautiful one, and paid cash for it. And then I said, Lord, I got to have a place to park this thing. And there was a place down there where I could park the other airplane, but there was a Cessna 150 in it. I went down there and said, what are you going to do? The guy said, as soon as I sell this, I'll have to be able to move it. And then this hangar here will be available. I said, how much you want for it? He told me. I said, no problem. I'll just buy that one too. He meant, there's no want. I have four airplanes. Isn't that amazing? I couldn't afford one single engine when I was working as an engineer. And now God has given me four, and ain't been not a dime payment on none of them ever. He paid cash for all of them.
Amen.
And now Cheryl and I went out to Odessa, and on the way back in our Mooney, we went in our big twin, you know, because there's seven of us went, and it flies about 200 miles an hour. And so that's nice going 200 miles an hour, but coming, you know, when Cheryl and I went into Mooney the next day, since there's only two of us, it'll carry four people, but it only flies about 160 miles an hour. And so that seemed awful slow. So I got to thinking, Lord, I need one of those rocket Moonies that's got the three. Now my wants are kicking in, Bill. I need one of them Moonies with a 305 horse that does 230 knots at 24,000. That way I could get somewhere, Lord. I said, Lord, that's what I want. Guess what I'm going to get sometime in the very near future? He's going to give it to me. I know He is. I know He is. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's what I want. One of those things, 230 knots, that's 270 miles an hour. You know, isn't that amazing what God does? Well, we can get somewhere 270 miles an hour, you know it? 230 knots. I know some of y'all that don't mean anything because some of you, like I was bound to a 60-mile-an-hour car all your life. And so when you get in an airplane, Dave and I flew down to do a radio show the other Saturday morning down at Kilgore. And we took off here early that morning and flew all the way to Kilgore. It took us just an hour and 5 minutes from northwest all the way to Kilgore in that Mooney. We went in the Mooney. Isn't that wonderful?
Amen.
You know how long it takes you to drive in a car from out there? 3.5 hours.
Right.
To 4. But it took us an hour and 5 minutes to fly down there in that Mooney. But you know, if we'd had one of those acclaims, we could have went down there in 30 minutes. What did the Lord say? Fear the Lord, you saints, and there will be no want for them that fear Him.
Amen.
Well, Lord, that's what I want, so you'll meet my wanter. I know. Praise God. One day He's going to give me that airplane. Who would have ever dreamed? Huh? I mean, is that what the Word says?
Amen.
Do you fear Him?
Yes, sir.
Do you love Him?
Yes, sir.
Do you worship Him?
Yes, sir.
Do you reverence Him?
Yes, sir.
He's the King of kings, and I stand in awe. Now, verse 11, Jordan. 34:11. Come, ye children, hearken unto me, and I will teach you the fear of the Lord. You've got to be taught how to fear the Lord. Do you know something that there is not in the church today? There is very little knowledge of God, and is almost no fear. I mean, we go do what we want to do. I mean, God told us to be ye holy, for I am holy. And we go right out and lie. We go out and steal. We go out and do dirty under the table deals with people. We don't do what God says. But one thing about it, if you do those kind of things, if you repent, will God forgive you?
Yes, sir.
Isn't that the wonderful thing about God?
Amen.
Huh? You have to turn. You have to learn. If you'll walk in obedience to His Word, He will bless your socks off. Won't He? Yes, He will. He will bless you. Psalms 96:9. I love having the Scripture up here like this. I don't have to look it up in the Bible. Psalms 96:9. Oh, worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Fear before Him all the earth. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. When you worship Him, when we were standing here a while ago singing and worshiping and praising God, when we have all of our sins repented of and we're holy in His presence, do you think He loves that?
Yes, sir.
Yes, He loves that. He wants His people to be holy.
Amen.
He wants them to be holy. So when you go down to that hospital, He can do something when you use His name. You can pray for that boy. You can kick them demons out. And He'll show up for you, Bill, when you walk holy in His presence. You know He will. Because He said in His Word, didn't He? He did. And He will. You got to walk holy before Him. Then Psalms 103:13. 103:13. Like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear Him. See what that says in the NLT. Jordan, flip that over to the NLT. The Lord is like a father to His children, tender and compassionate to those who fear Him. The more you learn about fearing God, the more you want to fear Him, right?
Amen.
I mean, the benefits are out of this world. They're out of this world. Why would anybody in the church as a child of God not fear God or reverence Him? That's what He's talking about here. Reverencing Him. Think about this. If you were going to walk in to visit the President of the United States this afternoon, what would you look like? Would you comb your hair? Would you wear nice clothes? Would you wear shoes or would you go barefooted? Would you be on your best manners? Or would you just walk in and say, "Hi, President, how you doing, old boy?" You know, hair's all blowed all over the place and
You know, your clothes are torn, your blue jeans got holes in them, and you got sandals on, or you got flip-flops on. Hi, President, how you doing, boy? You wouldn't do that, would you, DeWitt? But when you come here, who do you come to see? I hope you don't come to see Thurman Scrivener. I hope you come to see the King.
Amen.
You should be on your best when you come to see the King. You know, you ought to smell good. You ought to have your hair combed. You ought to be coming to see God, not me. Not coming to see your neighbors. You ought to be coming to see the King. You ought to be on your best manners. When you walk in, you ought to be in fear of this God because He's here. He's here. I remember reading something about Smith Wigglesworth one time. Smith Wigglesworth was one of the greatest men of faith I ever read about. He always wore a suit and tie, even at home. He said, I like to look good for the King. I hadn't quite gone that far. You know, I do want to look good for the King, and I do try to dress up nice, and I want my lovely wife to look beautiful when we come to church. I want her to look like a beautiful lady dressed fit for a King, because we come here to see the King. It may be a warehouse, but the King shows up here, doesn't he, Tashiana? Yes, He does. Wow. He's compassionate and tender to those that fear Him. Psalms 103:17. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear Him, and His righteousness unto children's children. Hey, your children are going to get the benefit from what you do. You fear Him, His mercy is going to be on you and your children. There are some things He also says if you don't, His wrath is going to come upon you and your children. I don't like that part. I don't want that part. So I want to stand in awe of Him. And then after this one, let's go to 111:10. Psalms 111:10. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.